You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, 9:09 as we make our way through Tuesday morning, heading toward Thanksgiving Eve. And we thought we'd talk about the Turkey Day race. I used to run this thing every year, and then the knees went out, and I got replacement knees. They say you're not supposed to run, but you can still walk. And this is something that goes on and has been going on for quite some time in City Park every Thanksgiving, and it's amazing how big it is. Benjamin Burke joins us now, Executive Race Director, New Orleans Track Club. How you doing, Ben?
Good, sir. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this year's Turkey Day race.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we have a great race lined up this year. One of the things I did do differently with the event is that I partnered up with Hubick's Pies because since 2011 – When the unfortunate fire happened, this is the first year since then that they've had the ability to have their beloved favorite, the sweet potato flavor pie. So I ended up partnering up with them. So everybody who participates in the event will finish and get a sweet potato pie.
That's awesome. Tell me about the route.
The route, yeah. So the route will start on Roosevelt Mall, right outside of Tag Gormley. It'll head down to Stadium Drive, and then it'll loop around to Dreyfus, head up Lee Long by Noma, hit the traffic circle, head up Henry Thomas, and then go up to Zachary Taylor, then U-turn at the Harrison traffic circle, and then go back and finish inside on the 50-yard line on the track in Tag Gormley.
Now, one thing I know, Ben, from running this thing years and years ago for about 10 years is that you can run. It's not meters. It's 5 miles. It can take an hour to do this. But when you enter Tad Gormley Stadium, you feel like you're finishing the marathon in the Olympics. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We've dressed it up really nice over the past couple of years with all kind of signage and fencing. And, you know, one thing that's really, really cool about this event is that it's super family oriented. You know, we see so many families, so many walkers out there. One thing I did do this year is that this route, the route has changed over the years, obviously, but for this 5 mile route, I got it USA Track and Field certified. So it is a certified course. So that just adds a little onto the top of this great event already.
What motivated me to do it back in the day when I had my original knees was, you know, you go out there, you get up early, you go out, man, you get some exercise, you feel great, then you get ready to eat a big old Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Yeah. You burn the calories, burn some off before you eat them all day, take them in all day. So that's what it's all about. And especially our beneficiary, Spina Bifida, who's been amazing over these past years. So I just want to give them a shout out as well.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. You're reading ahead. That's where I was going next, Ben. Tell me about who it benefits and what they do.
Yeah, Spina Bifida of Louisiana, you know, is a volunteer organization group. You know, they support services, equipment, counseling, tutoring. It's a very most common of newborns, and it happens in their, multiple sclerosis and stuff. So yeah, we partnered with them and 1977. I could go into the history too of the event.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it because I'm going back to maybe, I guess the 80s when I did it for the first time, I would think.
Yeah. So it's something that a lot of people here in the city and around the country don't realize, that this race is the fifth oldest race in America. only behind, it's right behind the Yonkers Half Marathon in New York. It's 117 years old this year. It was started by Francis Thomas Gormley, Tad Gormley, mm-hmm. which it also finishes inside a stadium. And then in the same year, Tad Gormley also started the third oldest race in the country that's here as well, the Jackson Day Race. It's in the Battle of New Orleans and Chalmette in January. So, you know, those are some cool things that, you know, you can check off your bucket list. Hey, you know, I did the fifth oldest race in the country. So, yeah, it's really special. I'm blessed to have this opportunity to be the race director for this event. And, you know, we're expecting somewhere between 3,400 and 3,500 on Thanksgiving morning.
Tell me about that, if you will, Benjamin. The numbers, like, from years to years where running was really the thing to do, and I don't know if people have gotten away from it or not. How has participation in the race changed from way back in the day to now?
Yeah, so I think COVID definitely hurt. It did. You know, the industry as a whole. You know, but before that, I think, yes, people were more adamant about getting out and running. But I tell you what, Tommy, I think it is definitely coming back. I mean, we've seen big spikes around the entire industry, and you know, with people coming out, getting, you know, COVID's way behind us now. So, you know, this could be, you know, one of our largest years ever in recent. Yes, sir.
Yep. I'm sorry. And you don't have to run. You can walk is what I wanted to say. The whole family can go out there and walk if you want and support spina bifida.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Walk. And then not only that, you get we have, you know, some post-race refreshments. Everybody gets a free bag of Kachava protein or a promo code for it. You know, so we have some cool other things, too. But, yes, walk, run, skip, jog, come out.
Tell me about the T-shirt.
So the T-shirt, we had it this year. It was based off the past Olympics that happened. So it's a T-shirt that shows running through Paris because we have, you know, an affiliation, you know, with the French heritage here. So that's kind of the route we took this year. So, you know, we've seen great feedback. It's a purple shirt. So, you know, make sure you sign up ASAP, because, you know, if we sign up on race day, you know, you're not guaranteed a shirt. So try to get that in as early as possible.
How do you do that? How do you sign up?
So you can sign up. You can head over to turkeydayrace.com. You'll find all the information there. We actually have a packet pickup starting at 12 noon today, the last day for packet pickup. It's from 12 to 6 at New Orleans Athletic Club, who owns the event. Their address is 222 North Rampart.
Or you can pick it up the day of the event if you pre-register.
You could, but it's strongly encouraged to pick it up today, because you'd also be able to lock in that shirt, lock in those free stuff that we have, those giveaway items. So it's just encouraged. Yes.
And can you register today and pick it up today?
Correct.
Okay.
You can register on site today. We close registration an hour before race start. So we give a lot of leeway and a lot of options for people to, make that last minute decision.
I appreciate your time. I really do, Benjamin. It's a great cause, a great race. What's the record, do you know, for the fastest time ever?
I'm not sure. I wish I did. I know. Maybe next year I'll have that for you.
I would guess 22 minutes. Maybe?
Probably. So. Yeah, probably.
Four plus?
You know, 5 minutes. Yeah, four, five, something like that. So, yeah, I'll make sure I get that.
25 minutes, something like that. And then for people that are walking, I'm getting some texts here, people that are walking, at what point do you shut it down?
We're usually a 20 minutes a mile. So you got plenty of time. We've never had that issue. So,
all right, my friend, I might see you out there. It sounded like something to get the
8:30 start.
Started. You got it. Thank you, Benjamin Burke, executive director, race director, New Orleans Track Club, the 117th, I think you said, annual Turkey Day race. And I did it a couple of years. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to go walk 5 miles and get my Thanksgiving Day started. 9:18, we'll come back. We'll talk about holidays and mental health here on WWL.